How was your trip to work this morning? This is KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Today was the first day Seattle commuters got to check out the two new Sound Transit light rail stops. The Capitol Hill and Husky Stadium stations opened over the weekend. KUOW's growth and development reporter Joshua McNichols was there today. Joshua, what did you see?
Hey, Bill. Well, I saw a lot of excited commuters. I mean, people are telling me that this has shaved off 30 minutes or 45 minutes off their commute. And some people said, you know what, it doesn't make that much of a difference in time, but I know that my commute's going to be more reliable. I know I can get to that first meeting on time and not have to leave extra early just in case the bus gets stuck in traffic. I talked to one guy who was the janitor of several of these stations, and he says, yeah, people are treating this place still with respect. It's obviously brand new, but apparently they don't have garbage cans down on the station platform. So if you finish your latte, you got to pack it out. Right, but he says people are doing that. Nobody's leaving garbage around, which is different than he's seen at other stations where he has some hairy war stories about messy cleanups he's done.
Were there any glitches this morning?
Well, one interesting thing that came up is people are saying there's not enough bike parking, or at least there's not fancy enough bike parking.
Fancy enough bike parking.
Yeah. I mean, for one, consider this, that right now a lot of people are interested in taking light rail with their bikes because they can avoid going from the university to downtown. They can avoid Eastlake, which right now several of them told me is kind of hairy. Eventually, it's supposed to have a better path through there, but right now they're saying it's kind of hairy. And so when they're looking at the bike racks, it's just like a normal bike rack out under the weather. It looks like the kind of place where somebody could come and, you know, clip your cable really easily. So they're opting instead to take their bikes on the train. And there are a few places where you can hook your bike. You can hang your bike up like a hook. But these are also areas that tend to be popular for people taking their luggage to SeaTac Airport. So instead, what they tend to do is they tend to stand kind of awkwardly in that area where people are getting on and getting off, and people are sort of squeezing it around them. And if they're pretty wet, then that can be a little bit messy. So,
wow. If cars get crowded enough, maybe we'll get our first New York style, hey, get your bike out of my way.
Exactly.
We'll see. Okay. Yes.
I mean, that's just one of the – as we – bring this terminus of light rail to new neighborhoods, as we keep extending light rail, it brings some of the problems of being a terminus to each of these neighborhoods. So today I saw it happening a little bit with bikes because I saw a lot of people riding their bikes on the train. But will it also happen with cars? We don't know yet. It's a little too early to tell. I ran into Sally Clark, who used to be a city council member, and she was commuting from Othello Station today. And she said, I asked her about the impact on the neighborhood. Are people going to drive and try to park somewhere in Laurelhurst and walk to the station? She said, we don't really know yet. It's too early to tell.
It is early on. So what are next steps in our light rail journey?
Well, next week, I think starting on the weekend and then next Monday will be the first commute day, we're going to see Metro reroute some of its northern end bus routes to better align with stations. So they're staggering that by a week so that people can kind of get used to it, only one new change at a time. But that's going to be interesting to see how people – that's when we'll really start to see some of the efficiencies. We're already starting to see like some of these private shuttles reroute their services. Seattle Children's Hospital, for example, used to run a shuttle from downtown. But now – and then they'd have to fight traffic. They picked up a lot of people – you know, people coming from all over, people taking the ferries from Vashon Island or whatever, and they'd catch a shuttle downtown. But now they take the light rail to the University District – or excuse me, to University of Washington Station, and then take the Children's Hospital shuttle from there. So, and then, of course, in the fall, we're voting on Sound Transit 3, and we'll be deciding how far we want the system to extend.
Sound Transit 3. We'll bring you a lot more on that for sure here at KUOW. Joshua McNichols is your growth and development reporter. Thanks, Joshua.
No problem, Bill.
So how big a deal is this for the Puget Sound region? Zach Shaner is a staff reporter for the Seattle Transit blog. He says light rail will shrink the city as we know it.
Well, compared to last week, you can now go to Chinatown in 10 minutes from Capitol Hill. You can go to Columbia City in 20 minutes. And for all future residents from here on out, that is ordinary life in Seattle for them. You know, they will never take 45 minutes to get to those neighborhoods ever again if they don't want to. We have a backbone of service that will be permanently reliable, and that's worth paying for.
University of Washington has thousands of students. It's Seattle's biggest employer. What effect is light rail going to have on the university community?
Sure. Well, for a handful of Saturdays a year, it will make life quite a bit easier coming to the football
Husky game days.
Yeah. It might hurt the people who sell their front yards as $50 parking spots in Montlake, but it'll be great for them. The very large UW Medical Center now has permanent trans access for its patients and employees. Anyone near the southeast side of campus has a really reliable and fast trip to their part of campus. But yet, it'll impact the further reaches of the university, especially around the Ave, more so in a few years when the new station opens.
Some people hope expanding light rail is going to help traffic. And yeah. You say what?
I say that that's probably a false hope. I mean, if you look at the rate at which we're growing, even if every single new person who arrived in Seattle took transit, you'd have the same number of cars on the road. So I think the better frame, the one that's least likely to make you disappointed, is to say, this gives me personally an option to get out of traffic whenever I want.
Right. It's billions of dollars for an option, not for traffic to be any faster.
No. I mean, but those, people's time and their lives matter. If we added lanes or built a new freeway and all of a sudden people's commutes went down from 30 to 10 minutes, we'd say that's a really good thing for them, right? And so if people's transit commutes are being reduced, even if they're already on the bus, it's a really great option for them.
That is another big argument against rail is, you're going to suck people off the bus to light rail at great expense. Transit to transit, why was that worth it?
It's worth it because you get a dividend in that you're able to sort of repurpose those bus hours elsewhere. Northeast Seattle has never had frequent bus service, and starting next Monday, every arterial in this quadrant of the city will have service every 10 or 15 minutes.
Because some of the bus rail that was duplicating what's now light rail routes, those bus routes move to another part of the city.
Yeah, we've been sending express buses between the U District and downtown at great expense for decades. And starting next Monday, those all feed the rail station instead. And those buses are now running in neighborhoods, in Seattle neighborhoods instead. And it improves service for everyone across the board.
What effect is having light rail stations in two more neighborhoods, Capitol Hill, Husky Stadium? How's that going to affect where people choose to live?
At Husky Stadium, very little residential change. I mean, in Montlake is a wealthy single-family neighborhood. But in Capitol Hill, it'll be a big deal. I mean, starting next year, we're going to build 500 apartments on top of Capitol Hill Station, and 40% of those are going to be affordable. So there will be people across the income spectrum living next to rail stations.
What other neighborhoods are going to change because of what's happening in Capitol Hill in the U District?
Well, I mean, just yesterday, I decided to go to the Beacon Hill Library to do some work, and it was 18 minutes away for the first time ever. And I'm going to visit those South End neighborhoods far more often from Capitol Hill. Columbia City is now a reasonable dinner option, or going to Seward Park. I think it's going to just knit the city closer together and make all those neighborhoods that seem like they're far away actually be really close.
So today, with these two new light rail stations, how much closer is the Puget Sound area to a car-free or car-de-emphasized society that we've never been?
I'd say it's one important step closer, but still a long ways off. I don't think we should pretend that this is going to do more than it will do. We still need good options to Ballard and West Seattle and other Seattle neighborhoods. And suburban land use is also really difficult to change and is going to take a long time. We're still 7 years away from seeing major suburban rail extensions. So it's going to change life radically for people near the stations, but not do that much in the short term for people further out.
The Seattle Times just ran an editorial saying the new light rail stations coming have got to include parking. Cars are a reality. What do you think about that?
I do think that some level of parking provision does make sense, especially the further out you go. But I mean, the more parking you build, the further away people have to come from, the fewer people that can live near the stations, the less development you can do. So I do think that a parking first strategy, as other cities have done, like Denver with their rail system, you get a lot of ridership up front because people do drive to the stations, but it kneecaps your growth in the long term.
Zach Shaner is a staff reporter for the Seattle Transit blog. Over the weekend, new light rail stations opened on Capitol Hill and near Husky Stadium. And this fall, you will get a vote on whether to expand light rail even further. An early plan hopes to expand service to West Seattle and Ballard, as far north as Everett, down south to Tacoma, and east to Issaquah and Redmond.